Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The left fielder, Odibe McDowell. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The DH, Dave Clark. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dave Gallagher. Batting second. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carlos Martinez. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eddie Williams. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Adam Peterson. And now, play ball. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brown hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Calderon. Brown reaches second base with a double. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McDowell hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carter hits a line drive into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brown moves to third. Two outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1-2. O'Brien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gallagher for the out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Manrique hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fisk hits a ball on the ground for a single. There's an error on the play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Andy Allenson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Allenson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Fermin hits a line drive into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 2-0. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McDowell moves to third. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There goes Carter. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Carter steals second. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 3-2. O'Brien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Dillon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McDowell scores. Carter scores. O'Brien moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Tom McCarthy now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique fields it and throws to second for the out. O'Brien scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson is hit by the pitch. Jacoby moves to second. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fermin is 0-for-1 in the game. Fermin takes first base on ball 4. Jacoby moves to third. Allenson moves to second. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Jacoby scores. Allenson moves to third. Fermin moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 3-0. McDowell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McDowell takes first base on ball 4. Allenson scores. Fermin moves to third. Brown moves to second. It's 6-0, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gallagher is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Manrique is 0 for 1 in the game. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clark is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Snyder moves to third. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Snyder tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 7-0, Indians. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allenson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Baines strikes out. 1 out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Calderon is 0 for 1 in the game. Calderon hits a line drive into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Furman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Furman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCarthy fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Martinez. Brown reaches second base with a double. Odibey McDowell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McDowell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McDowell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gallagher who is chasing the ball. McDowell reaches third base with a triple. Brown scores. It's 8-0, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Manrique reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Martinez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Eddie Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clark is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. McCarthy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jacoby for the out. Clark moves to second. 2 outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gielen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gielen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gallagher is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallagher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder throws the ball into Furman, who tags Gallagher trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 2 outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Manrique is 0-for-2 in the game. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Furman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Indians. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Calderon is 0 for 2 in the game. Calderon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Boston pinch runs for Ivan Calderon. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Daryl Boston now playing right field. Steve Lyons now playing second base. Fred Manrique now playing shortstop. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Carter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. O'Brien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Snyder is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Manrique scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Carter scores. Two outs. It's 9-1, Indians. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Clark is 4 for 4 in the game, with four singles. He's got two RBIs. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with McCarthy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gallagher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Manrique is 0 for 3 in the game. Manrique hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gallagher moves to second. Dan Pasqua pinch hits for Harold Baines. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Gallagher moves to third. Manrique moves to second. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Pasqua hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McDowell. Pasqua reaches second base with a double. Gallagher scores. Manrique scores. It's 9-3, Indians. Keith Atherton now pitching. Carlton Fisk batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Fisk is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pasqua scores. It's 9-4, Indians. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Boston hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-6, Indians. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Allenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fermin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Manrique scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Doug Jones now pitching. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to second. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lyons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Gallagher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gallagher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.